Company row one column two, Microsoft Flight Simulator 8.
Alright guys, we're ready for takeoff. I've done this video like 4 or 5 times, hoping we don't crash. If I crash, I'm just gonna have to give up on it this time. Apply full thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust.
Airspeed 255.
Specify airspeed. Roger. Airspeed 255.
Well, is it actually gonna work this time? Get current altitude.
Current altitude 513 feet.
Get current altitude.
Flaps up and trim. Aircraft clean. Current altitude 577 feet.
Alright, looks like we're good. The ILS approach frequency runway 10.
Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 109.74 runway 10. I have set the course to 101.
Make heading 095.
Turn right heading 095. Climb and maintain 11,000. Expect vectors ILS runway 10. Approach landmark 1123. Turn left heading
105. Current heading 095.
Top left.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude 1634 feet.
Turn
right heading 145.
The taxi lights are off.
Turn right heading 145. 1233.
Climbing way too slow. Let me put the flaps up to 20 and then put the flaps up. Because then we should be climbing much faster. Flaps 20.
Flaps set to 20.
Flaps up. Flaps up.
Roger. Flaps up.
South 1 centered Mach 7129 out of 3,300 for 2,200.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude 2631 feet.
Maybe that probably didn't make much of a difference.
Turn right heading 055.
Mountain? What the hell? What the hell is that? Get direction to airport.
The airport is at hour 12 o'clock, 57 miles.
It's straight ahead. No GPS not needed here.
Airport is 1 miles at your 1 o'clock. Turn right, heading 085. Port runway in sight. turn right, heading 085, Mountain 7129er. Mountain 7129er, pass the runway in sight.
Mountain 7129er, you are 1 mile west. Climb and maintain 2200 clear station. Runway 8, approach. Switch to advisory on 123.0.
4900, 122.
Turn right, heading 135.
Descend and maintain 2200 cleared visual. Runway 8, approach. Advisory on 123.0, Mountain 7129er.
Five thousand eight hundred, 121.
Bombardier Golf Delta Bravo, contact Sunline Center on 118.15. 118.15 for Bombardier Golf Delta Bravo. American 1128, descend and maintain 1400. Descend and maintain 1400. American 1128.
Six thousand eight hundred, 120. Seven thousand eight hundred, 120.
Good direction to airport.
The airport is at 1 o'clock. 44 miles.
Good current
8,700, 120, current altitude, 7923 feet.
Send and maintain 3,000.
1233, traffic is 2 o'clock, 4 miles, 9,500. Send a survey, report them in sight. 1233, contact someone, center, 118.75.
Going to 118.75. 1233.
Acknowledge. Get current altitude.
Captain, this might be a good time to do the descent checklist.
Descent checklist.
Setting airspeed to 140. Is the fuel selector set to both?
Confirm.
Propeller pitch set to high RPM. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle. BTOT heater set as required.
As required.
Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Radio is set.
Confirm.
Verify course setting.
Contact the launch center on 118.15.
Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation. 8,000, minus 1,300, 145. Verify fuel quantity.
Confirm.
Prepare the arrival data for Tango, Juliet, Sierra, Juliet.
The
descent checklist has been completed.
Contact next controller.
Roger. Going to 118.15.
Sun 1 Center, landmark 1123, descent 7,500, descending 3,000. Landmark 1123, San Juan Center, roger, altimeter 2997, Bombardier Alpha Bravo, you are 70 miles northwest.
Altimeter
2997.
Altimeter set to 2997.
Bombardier Alpha Bravo,
7,000, minus 1,200, 140.
Turn left heading 130, descend and maintain 130, expect vectors ILS, runway 10, approach, Bombardier Golf Alpha Bravo. 123, turn right heading 125.
Flight heading 125.
6,000, minus 1,300, 141.
Turn right heading 125, landmark 1123.
Current heading 125.
Landmark 1123, turn left heading 095.
Flight heading 095.
Turn left heading 095, landmark 1123.
-5,000, minus 1,200, 142. Current heading 095.
Landmark 1123, contact San Juan approach on 119.4.
Acknowledge.
119.4, landmark.
Contact next controller.
Roger. Going to 119.4.
San Juan approach, landmark 1123.
4,000, minus 1,300, 141.
1123, San Juan approach, roger, altimeter 2997.
Airport is 25 miles, 1 o'clock. -3,000, minus 700, 133. Level at 3,000.
San Juan departure, southwest 282 is at 800, climbing 6,000. Southwest 282, San Juan departure, roger, altimeter 2995. Southwest 282, turn left heading 320, proceed on course, climb and maintain 6,000. Turn left heading 320, proceed on course, climb and maintain 6,000.
Airport is 22 miles, 1 o'clock.
Southwest 282, turn left heading 290. Turn left heading 290, southwest 282.
On departure, beach November 6th, Lima Trig is climbing through 700 for 10,000. Beach November 6th, Lima Trig, San Juan departure, roger, altimeter 2995. Beach 6th, Lima Trig,
airport
right,
is 20 miles, 1 o'clock.
Navigation, climb and maintain 10,000. Turn right, heading 315, resume home navigation, climb and maintain 10,000.
Captain, this might be a good time to do the approach checklist.
Approach checklist.
Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. Is the fuel selector set to both?
Confirm.
The localizer is alive. The glide slope's alive. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
setting airspeed to 120. Flapstick. Setting airspeed to 110. Airport is 18 miles, 1 o'clock.
Southwest 2, E2, contact at 1, center on 118.15, landmark 1123, turn right heading 195.
Flight heading 195.
118.15 for Southwest 282.
Acknowledge.
Turn right heading 195, landmark 1123.
Get current heading.
Current heading 136 degrees.
Get current heading.
Current heading 193 degrees. Current heading 195. Airport is 16 miles, 10 o'clock.
PG6, Lima, the trig. Traffic is 1 o'clock, 4 miles at 3,000. Send that air van, 47 sites. Landmark 1123. Traffic is 10 o'clock, 4 miles at 5,000. Beach, they're in 47 sites.
Traffic in sight.
PG6, Lima, the trig. Have the traffic.
Traffic in sight.
Landmark 1123, traffic in sight.
Get direction to airport.
The airport is at 10 o'clock, 15 miles.
Traffic alert,
2 o'clock, less than 1 mile, 3,000. Send that air van, report them in sight.
Traffic alert.
Landmark 1123, traffic alert, 3 o'clock, less than 1 mile, 6,100. Beach, they're in, report them in sight. Beach 6, Lima, X-ray, have a distant air van in sight. San Juan, approach 123, dismissed approach at San Juan. 1233, you're 1 mile southeast, turn left, heading 330, climb and maintain 3,000. Expect vector is ILS, runway 10, approach.
Turn left heading 330, climb and maintain 3,000. Expect vectors, ILS, runway 10, approach 1233.
Traffic inside.
Landmark 1123, at the traffic. One, two, three, three. Turn left heading 300.
Turn left heading 300. 1233.
Airport is 14 miles, 10 o'clock.
Landmark 1123, you are 15 miles west, turn left, heading 130, descend and maintain 1400, clear ILS, runway 10, approach, maintain 1400 until established on the local end. Contact San Juan Tower on 132.05.
Descend to 1400.
Turn left, heading 130, descend and maintain 1,400.
Make heading
130. Runway 10, approach, maintain.
Make heading 130.
Sun 1 Tower, landmark 1123 is 15 miles west, inbound ILS, runway 10, approach. Landmark 1123, San Juan Tower, fly straight in, runway 10, altimeter 2990.
Current heading 130.
Acknowledge.
Fly straight in, runway 10, landmark 1123.
I guess that is the disadvantage of, So I didn't want to contact the tower yet, but get current heading.
2000. Minus 1,200. 113. Current heading. 130 degrees. Flaps 20. Captain, I will be calling out 8 GL altitudes. ...1,500 on approach.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 1,401 feet.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 1,399 feet.
Alright, so we're... down to 1,400.
1,400 on approach. Switching to ILS approach mode.
Contact San Juan departure on 119.4. 119.4 for Delta 386.
Current altitude.
Current altitude, 1,405 feet.
Get current altitude.
Locked on the local officer. Heading, preset to runway heading. Current altitude, 1,404 feet. 1,400 on final approach.
Just making sure it's still going down. Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 1,401 feet. ...1,400 on final approach. ...1,400 on final approach.
Current altitude.
Current altitude, 1,397 feet.
But I missed it because
1400
the,
on final approach.
Landmark 1123 cleared to land. Runway 10.
Acknowledge.
Cleared to land. Runway 10. Landmark 1.
We have captured the glide slope. Setting airspeed to 95. Flaps 30. Captain, I am ensuring that the propeller pitch is set to high RPM.
Take a fill.
1300. $1,100. $1,000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. $900. $800. $700. Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown so that we can contact ground operations. We have a starboard side crosswind component of 4 knots, 500.
Well, successful landing again with,
400.
Well, we haven't landed yet, but, successful landing again once
approaching
again
manabouts.
With, MSATC. That just doesn't happen all the time with PF3.
300.
But hopefully I'll get my PF3 key.
$200. Reducing speed. $100. $50. $40. $30. $20. Reverse thrust on.
Hover didn't decrease the speed quick enough. I hope this damn thing doesn't crash either.
Reverse thrust off. Flaps up. The approach and landing checklists have been completed.
Should be getting a... That's from FS
Economy.
By
log number of attempts. Zero. Okay. Bottom. Okay. FS Economy.
There we go.
Microsoft.
That's
Microsoft
done.
Flight Simulator X.
Captain, we are exiting the runway now.
Landmark 1123, contact ground on 121.9er.
Acknowledge.
121.9er for landmark 1123.
So yeah, PSV would not do that. Contact ground.
Please wait. Going to 121.9er.
Request taxi to the gate.
Sun 1 ground, landmark 1123, taxi to the gate.
Landmark 1123, taxi to gate, echo 5, via taxiway, November 3, November, November 1, 050.
Acknowledge.
Taxiing to gate. Echo 5, using taxiway November 3.
Mike,
November,
let's taxi to gate Echo 5.
Landmark 1123.
Captain, we are taxiing to gate Echo 5. Do you want me to run through the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist?
Affirmative.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Landing lights off.
Landing lights off.
The landing lights are off. Strobe lights off.
Strobe lights off.
The strobe lights are off. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Piton heater off.
Piton heater off.
Piton heater is off. Transponder set to 1200.
Squawk 1200.
Squawk 1200. Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
The taxi to the gate or ramp checklist has been completed.
This is just way too we're parked.
Captain, we are now parked at gate Echo 5. Do you want me to run down the parking checklist?
Affirmative.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off. Parking brakes set. Cut fuel flow.
Shut down engine.
Scroll back on.
The engine has been shut down. Beacon light off.
Beacon light off.
Beacon light off. Generator off. Throttle idle. Anti-ice effort
wire. Enter dialog. End flight mode plus E. Continue flight mode plus E. Rest. Microsoft Flight Simulator rest.
Whoa, why did it do that? That was not cool. Say again.
Anti-ice effort wire.
Anti-ice off.
De-ice set. The fuel pump should be off. Flight director off.
Flight director off.
The flight director is off.
Scroll back off. Scroll back on.
Doors opened. The parking checklist has been completed.
See, you know, if only I can land like that with PS3. It got me down to 2,000, and then when it told me to descend to 1,400. So 1400, and that's exactly where the God Sub was. So really, I just wish I can do that with PF3. And I'm gonna take a look at the elevation for these airports and see if my math, you know, when I look at the elevation for this particular airport. I'm wondering if they have the elevation right. If the there's that 1233 guy. No, he's finally down. That's just one of the main things I'm trying to solve with PF3, so I can just capture the glide slope and get down just like we just did. We're just gonna, I guess, shut down and finally let the FSE guy, the Chukwudair guys, know that I know this assignment is complete. Resume checklist.
Do you want me to go through the shutdown checklist?
Affirmative.
Cabin music off. Avionics off.
Avionics off.
Avionics off. Navigation lights off.
Navigation lights off.
The navigation lights are off. Panel lights off.
Panel lights off.
The panel lights are off. Battery master switch off.
Battery master switch off.
The battery master switch is off. The shutdown checklist has been completed.
Goodbye, Mike, and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain Josh.
Well, guys, that is that's about it for me. I'm glad I can finally upload this video and say that. Told them that the dang flight is complete. It took me like 4 takes of this video, which is why I didn't stream it. And I probably won't stream any Chugoid Air flights, and because of the fact that sometimes I have trouble taking off and like even taxiing. I crashed into something 3 or 4 times. And then I finally made a sim brief plan for this flight, and it worked brilliantly. So, you know, I don't know what was up with that, but sometimes with FSE flights, you can't use SimBrief. So, that's that. And, I will see you guys, next flight.